Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock.
Cinco de Five-O with five. Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Five-O brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. All right, this hour we're going to get into what is a big night in New York sports, but I'm here for the hockey fan with Rangers Islanders in what has suddenly become a huge game.
Massive game.
Massive game. I'm going to give you the five best Rangers Islanders moments of all time. As per request by several listeners.
Oh, this is going to be so douchey. Right. I could just feel it. I feel the douchiness coming out of the list, and you haven't even started it yet.
I'm just going to listen.
Can you let the list breathe?
Yes. I'm going to just listen to it. I'm going to be open-minded.
Tiki, you were in Virginia for plenty of this, so don't worry about it.
I'm not going to know anything.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
2014 Yankee Stadium, the first outdoor game between the Rangers and Islanders. The Rangers win 2-1, first ever time the rivalry went outdoors. Fun factoid about this game.
Yeah.
It took place during the week of Super Bowl week, where the Super Bowl was here. Giving people who came from out of town a chance to go watch hockey outdoors, only it was about 13 degrees.
Yes.
So there you go.
All right, keep going.
Ranger win, Ev.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm
so surprised. I'm stunned.
April 4th, 1998, Easter Sunday, a 3-0 Islanders win.
Wow.
Why is this a memorable moment?
I thought you were going all Ranger wins, but go ahead. The floor is yours.
This game is unbelievable. Easter Sunday, because it was the first time in my life I saw a goalie fight. Dan Cloutier fought Tommy Salo, I believe right after Mike Milbury called a timeout up 3-0, angering John Muckler, and we saw a Ranger Islander full-on brawl between goalies.
Yes.
Now that's a good moment.
That is some classic action right
the
there.
The Islanders won, Evan.
Thank you.
Number three.
I didn't see that coming. I thought it was going to be straight-up Ranger wins. All right,
Game ahead. Five, Patrick Division Semifinals 1984. Kenny Morrow's goal gives the Islanders a win over the Rangers in overtime as Morrow buried a slap shot, sends the Isles to the Patrick Division Finals during their day.
I got to admit, I take everything back. There You're doing a real list. Okay.
Oh, he's a douchey, huh? All right.
Number two.
2024 Stadium Series. The Rangers trailed 4-1 and 5-3. Then the improbable happened. One of the most improbable hockey moments of all time. Capped with a Mika Zibanejad power play goals. Time ticked away to force overtime. Artemi Panarin scored 10 seconds in. And the first ever Ranger Islander game in front of 80,000 people. Went home with an insane experience that may have led to a Rangers Stanley Cup.
Season-changing win.
Yeah.
He can't put that number two.
Season-changing win.
Season-changing win in the middle of a winning streak when they won that game.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it really catapulted him. Here we go.
Number one.
And last but not least, the 30-year anniversary is approaching the 1994 sweep.
That is not number one.
I tried to put games 4, 3, 2, and 1 in this list, but it was rather easy for the Rangers, and it became a memorable pillar as it led to the last Stanley Cup won by a New York team.
You know, they played in the playoffs a bunch of times in the early 80s.
Yeah,
you left basically all of it out.
Right, but that, and 30 years ago, they won the President's Trophy.
By the way, what's the we're running a contest now about the memorable draft picks.
Yes.
Are we doing all time or are we giving a threshold?
We're doing the last 50 years.
Okay, so I'm giving you my lifetime.
Oh, I didn't know you prefaced that.
I didn't because Ken Morrow was before my lifetime. But I had to throw an Islander a bone.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
So there you go. If you're going to UBS tonight, have a blast.
It's crazy. So the Rangers and Islanders are playing tonight. We know what's on the line. The Rangers are trying to secure the top spot in the Eastern Conference and also the President's Trophy. And I think the value in the Rangers getting, especially the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, is not dealing with Tampa in the first round of the postseason. Like, right. Sean could talk all big about it, but I don't think there's any doubt you would much rather play the Red Wings or even the Islanders than having to deal with the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round of the postseason.
Correct.
Okay. So there's a great value in that for the Rangers. And for the Islanders, it's their playoff lives. Mm-hmm. They've actually put themselves in a spot right now where they're a point ahead in third place in the Metro, in which they'd be matched up with Carolina in the first round. And the Rangers Islanders have two games coming up in the next week. But here's the thing that's so mind-boggling to me. Because of the fact that the Stadium Series game has to be considered an Islander home game, this is the only time the New York Rangers are playing at UBS Arena this year. And to make matters weirder...
So a home game in New Jersey.
No, in Long Island.
No, I'm talking about the stadium.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. In New Jersey, correct.
It was a home game in New Jersey.
Correct, because the
Rangers... Which clearly was more of a Rangers home crowd.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd agree with that. But the Rangers, I guess, technically can't play... They can't play a home game not at Madison Square Garden. That's why anytime they play a Stadium Series or Winter Classic game, they have to be the road team.
Why is that? They have a Dolan deal or
something? I think it's in the lease.
Yeah, it's something with the lease in Madison Square Garden.
They can never play a home game away from...
No. Correct. They played a Winter Classic versus the Sabres at Citi Field. Buffalo was the home team.
Yeah, think about that. I remember that. That's how crazy the rule is. So, but hear me out on this. So, obviously, the other Islander home game was at MetLife, as Tiki said, it was in New Jersey. So this is the one game at UBS Arena. But if you go back to last year, Tiki, they didn't play late in the year at UBS. So the last time the Rangers played the Islanders at UBS Arena was October of 2022.
Insane.
Is that not incredible?
So the Islanders have not had a true home game against the crosstown rivals in forever.
I'll take this, Sean. We never have a true home game against the crosstown rivals.
Why?
Because there's a ton of Ranger
fans
there.
They inundate you?
Yeah.
They take it over?
You needed me to say that?
It's like the Knicks coming into Barclays?
It's not, okay, I want to answer that question as someone who's experienced both. Recently, I would say it was similar, but unfortunately, the most recent Knicks-Nets game was overwhelming. I don't think that'll be the case now at UBS. To me, the split, and I've been to I've never been to an Islander Ranger game at UBS. There haven't been that many, but I've been at the Nassau Coliseum many, many times. And I would say, if we're being fair, the breakdown is usually 60-40 Islanders. We have the edge. It's not. Is that a fair?
No, I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
So I assume UBS Arena tonight, you're looking at something similar, maybe a little bit better for the Islanders. But the other thing I've noticed is that the prices for this game, it's just stupid. Like, I think to get it, the last check, and I'll check again because now we're 2 hours away before faceoff. The get-in price last check was over $200.
What? Yeah. Islanders fighting for their lives, and the Rangers tonight can clinch their first division title in 9 years.
That's crazy. All right, so the get-in I have on SeatGeek is $170. So
that's
very
pricey,
similar.
Man.
In the upper corner of UBS Arena. Incredible, incredible game.
That Shaq chicken sandwich better be worth it.
No doubt. Yeah. It's a huge game. Let's face it. You laid out the what's on the line, especially for the Islanders, just fighting for their playoff lives. But they have completely turned this season around after all the collapses early.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.